With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, happy Friday. It's a play-in night, Yurko. This is it before the NBA playoffs start.
I'm excited.
You excited?
I mean, really. Tonight is the night of nights.
Tonight's, you said it. I think
I'm trying to decide where I'm going to watch it. You know, that kind of thing.
The night of nights.
The night of nights.
The Bulls take on the Heat. A rematch of last year in the 9-10 game. The Bulls are on South Beach tonight as a 2-point underdog. Taking on the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat.
I don't know. I like the Bulls tonight.
I don't know, I kind of like Miami a little bit.
A chance to have a successful season and make the playoffs, Carm.
Well, I guess they'll sell it to you that way. I'm not sure it's much of a successful season when you're the 8th seed and you're going in to be the sacrificial lamb to the Boston Celtics. But they'll try to sell it that way. If you want to join us today, you can ring us up at 312-332-3776. That's the number as always. Watch us on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to our very own YouTube channel, the Carmen and Yurko channel. Just search at Carmen and Yurko. It's that simple. We're live in our State Street studio.
It's Friday.
It is.
It's Friday. It's been a tumultuous week for the good kid.
Why?
I mean, it has been. With all the excitement of Olive Garden the other day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it drains the energy a little bit.
Are you sapped?
It does drain the energy a little bit.
Really?
I am happy it's Friday. I am looking forward to this weekend. I am not playing golf this weekend. I've taken the golf. I've put it to the side. It's going to be chilly.
Yeah,
it's still
chilly.
A little damp. I don't know if you guys got rain a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit of rain.
We did.
I don't want to play plug and play anymore. I want the courses to dry out. Then I'm going to go play them. We got a frost on Sunday, too, by the way.
I know. We've
frost
got a frost
on Sunday morning. Frost warning. Frost warning on Sunday morning.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I don't want to freeze. I know.
Good.
No, I'm not doing it.
You're drawing a line in the sand.
I am drawing
a
line in the sand.
Black Abdallah, you guys golfing this weekend?
No.
No.
And in fact, my reasoning is exactly Yurko's reasoning. I don't want to hit a fairway and walk up to my ball and it's completely muddy.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it.
I'm waiting
for good golf.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, our golf group chat. It was suggested should we play this weekend, and I didn't even give a reason. I go no, I'm out.
Just out.
It's also the high before noon won't be like above 48 degrees.
Right on either day. I don't think. Right. I
mean, either day. Yeah, you're right.
And not a golf weekend.
So my point was that, like these fellas, I'm just like, no. I played more golf before this date this year than I ever have, I think, in the history of my life.
Yeah?
I played more golf. And you know what? I'm fine. I'm fine now. Now I'm going to wait for the weather to get nice, and then I can get out there and I can battle and have a good time.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about playing golf yet, so it doesn't really matter for me. I certainly won't be playing this weekend. Soccer, Wee Whiskey Fest, baseball tournament. There is no time for golf this weekend, but I don't mind. And just listening to the way you guys talk about it, you're right. Spring golf, the fall golf, good. Spring ball, not so much.
Plug and play, I could do it for a couple times. You do plug and play, hit the ball high. Yeah, you lose the ball, right? It gets in the swampier area. That ball's gone. You know when it comes up again? In the winter. when the frost comes and it freezes and it pushes the ball out,
that's great.
All of a sudden you go out
bunch
there
golf balls.
In March and there's a bunch of golf balls laying around.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that. Yeah, that's fun. In March, going around and
that's
just
funny.
Taking everybody's Titleists and putting them in a bag, taking them home, washing them, and all of a sudden now you got 5 dozen balls.
That's funny.
And you know where the trouble areas are at on your own specific course.
That's true.
You can go through there and they'd be like in a 10 square foot range. You'd find about 45 golf balls.
Mm.
Because they all land in the same spot and they sink in the same place and they plug.
I'll
pick those balls up then.
No golf this weekend for you guys.
Golf.
But you're still excited. It's Friday. You're ready for like
Friday, recharge the
batteries. It's been a long week.
A weekend of just relaxation.
We are less than a week away from the start of the NFL draft. We'll talk a lot about that a little bit later on, especially a lot next week is we can't wait to see what the Bears do at 9. That is the big question. It's what everybody is asking everywhere you go. What are they going to do at 9? What are they going to do at 9? I don't know. I don't know if they know. If one of the receivers is there, I think I know. I think I have an idea.
I think they know exactly what they're doing at 9.
You think so?
I think their preparations at 9 are perfect. They've gone through every scenario. They've gone through their scenarios. They've gone through scenarios of moving up. They've gone through scenarios of moving back.
Do they play it out like it's, you know, like they're getting ready to go to court? You know, where they literally, like, play the whole thing out, the line of questioning and what the...
They'll do a mock draft themselves. Carm, they'll do a mock draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They'll do a mock draft.
Objection, Your Honor. Yeah. They do the whole thing?
With different scenarios, taking different things, forcing them at 9 to make different decisions at 9.
Right.
So when they see it laid out, they go, oh, this is this plan. You know, this is that plan. This is that plan. Okay, here we go. This is how this is happening. This is the area we're in now. We've got to make these considerations now because of the players that are gone.
They'll simulate all of it.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Got to go through the simulations.
That's what this next week is about.
Like war games at the end.
I was just going to say, is it like war games?
The Stockholm method. Yeah. The Helsinki plan. Right. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
That's a great reference. I was literally thinking that, Yurko. Yeah. It's like war games.
Yeah, like war games. You got to run through all of them.
So you run through all the scenarios.
All the simulations. You got to run through all the simulations to find out exactly what you're going to end up having.
I will watch the NBA game tonight. I'll probably watch both of them, to be honest. I wish the Bulls game started a little bit later, actually, but that's okay. Beggars can't be choosers. I will watch Bulls and Heat. I don't know what it really matters if they make the playoffs or not. I mean, let's face it. We know what the end result is going to be against the Boston Celtics team that was pretty historically good this year. You know, I would not expect a repeat of last year where Miami did what it did. Giannis getting hurt certainly helped fuel that first round upset. Anything short of that, I don't see it in the cards for the Bulls. I don't know what it matters if they make the playoffs or not. I mean, it's good for Jerry Reinsdorf, and they will use it as, I don't know if I'd say an excuse, but they'll use it to defend their actions. Oh, look what we did. We were very hurt, and we developed Kobe, and we're good. We're going in the right direction. I'm not so sure the Bulls are. I guess at the end of the day, it'd be nice to have a couple of home playoff games. The atmosphere and the energy, as we discussed, was pretty good on, what was that, Wednesday night? It really was.
Yep.
It was a loud, exuberant, vibrant building. I mean, it really was. The energy was good in there, and people still do care, despite what we might say from time to time.
Can a playoff playoff qualification help Kobe and help Io?
I guess.
And help these young players that might move forward?
I guess it's not the worst thing. If you're looking at something, like, truly positive to come out of it, you might get your clock clean, but, like...
They get their feet wet. You know, get your feet wet a little bit.
That's not a bad thought. You get your feet wet a little bit, playoff basketball.
I guess that would be the positive, to have them play in a playoff series. Get some of these young guys that don't have a ton of experience to do it at least.
Yeah, that's not a bad thought.
But then you got to make a decision. DeMar's a guard, isn't he?
DeMar is.
So five guards.
Well, I got a lot of guards.
Five guards. And you've got no three and a four, right? Who's your three and your four? Calvary's a guard, right?
Who? Calvary.
Not Calvary. Casey Calvary, I've come up with.
Casey Calvary.
Yeah, I got you. Caruso is who I'm thinking of.
What year is that from?
I'm thinking of Caruso.
That's fantastic.
Casey Calvary is Gonzaga from the Richie Fromm, PJ Santangelo.
That's right.
Yes, I know.
Holy cow.
I always get Caruso and Calvary. The names just screwed up. When I see Caruso, I think of Casey Calvary. I don't know why.
That's amazing.
But I do.
And then you remember Richie Fromm is also amazing.
And P.J. Santangelo.
No, P.J. Santangelo.
Whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, my God, that was funny. Caruso's hurt.
But Caruso's a guard, right?
Caruso's more of a
three?
Wingy
small three. He's not a Euro three.
Caruso's 6'7". Alex Caruso's
6'7"?
Yeah.
What's he got? Lifts in his feet?
No.
Does he got De Niro shoes on? What's
Alex
going
Caruso's
on?
Caruso's a big dude.
When did Caruso become 6'7"?
All right, they list him at 6'5". Caruso's a big dude. He's 6'5", almost 200 pounds.
6'5", he's not 6'7".
Caruso's a big dude, but he's not Caruso's not a...
He's not a Euro three either.
I don't know. I guess they mostly play him two, but he's like a two, three switchy sort of perimeter guy.
See, that's my point.
There are no positions in the NBA anymore. You're
fine.
Nobody plays a position.
Does somebody handle the ball?
Yes.
And if that guy that handles the ball, what would you usually call him?
A guard.
They've got five of them, is my point.
But LeBron handles the ball. He's not a guard. Luka handles the ball. He's not a guard. I mean, there are no more positions in the NBA.
If he's not a point guard. The guy with the ball in his hand all the time is a point guard.
Again, I'm telling you.
Even if it's LeBron handling the ball.
I don't even consider positions anymore. Maybe centers still. Maybe. I don't consider.
Are you telling me they don't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 anymore?
Nobody. I don't think anybody assembles their team that way anymore. I don't think so.
What do they look for? Just a bunch of 6'9".
You look for wingy long guys that are long, that can handle the ball, that can shoot. That's basically what you're looking for.
It's not Klingon.
You're looking for pick and dive guys, basically. You're looking for wings that are athletic, that are long and rangy. Like, that's it. I mean, I don't know. I don't even really consider anymore. Like, oh, you have too many of this or too many of that. I mean, I shouldn't say that. You can have some redundancy that's no good, I guess, in terms of the way guys play. But I don't even think about, like, who's there two anymore. Who's there? I don't know. I mean, like,
okay,
it's just different.
I think my point then is they've got too much redundancy. If you don't want to give me positions on a basketball
team, could be.
They've got too many guys who are alike.
But they don't have anybody that's special, though. They might have too many guys that are alike, but they don't have anybody that's special.
The closest thing to being special is who? Who's the closest thing to being special, then?
I mean, Kobe's the closest thing, I think, to being...
So what you're saying is DeMar isn't special.
No. Love DeMar, but no, that's not,
He can score the ball, right? That's what he can do. His favorite shot is the mid-range jumper.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's nothing. I can't go special with DeMar. I can't.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not arguing with you.
No, I know you're not.
Then I said, what's the closest thing? You said Kobe White. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
I guess Kobe.
The bad knee LaMelo is not special, right?
Lonzo.
Either way, one of the balls. I should have just stuck with ball.
Had Lonzo not gotten hurt, he might have been close to it. I'm not sure Lonzo ever would have truly been special.
With the injury, you know he's never going to be special.
You know he'll never be special. Yeah. No, unfortunately, no.
But my point is redundancy. You've got too much of it. If anything, if I come to find out that the two guys I can count on this team are Kobe and Io, and that's it moving forward, and then I've got to find some of that dip and dive, whatever the position is you want to call it now, dip and diver.
I like the dip and dive. Yeah, that's good.
Dip and dive, and then other big, long, athletic 6'9" guys.
Patrick Williams. That's what they thought he'd be.
Yeah, but he's not.
But he's not. He's not. He's not even close to being special.
Not even remotely close.
That's what they were hoping for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, if they make the playoffs and you talk about a little playoff experience, a little playoff run, not a bad idea. Kobe got a little taste of it when he was young. What was it, in 2021 was the last time they were in the playoffs? Is that right? You know, I guess there's some value in that. I don't know. I think it's going to be a weird offseason. Like, I'm guessing they'll go out and try to trade Zach again. They might not be able to, and then what happens? Do you just, you know, you I don't know.
The offseason, Lonzo comes back. One basketball.
I'm not so sure.
You can't play all five of them at one time on the court, right? Even though there's no positions out there?
Well,
the thought of playing all five of them on the court at one time is ridiculous.
Listen, the best they've been in the last 3 years was when all five did play. Now, it was a pretty small sample, but... The best we've... Well, I guess Kobe wasn't like a regular size.
But not,
what you're saying.
Not at the same time.
Yeah, not at the same time. No. You're right.
Which is my point again.
Yeah.
You've got
Kobe a
problem.
Wouldn't have been a starter at that point. He wouldn't have been playing with
the most you can have is three. Three of those, and then you've got to find a bunch of others.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, that's what you're trying to figure out. I don't know what AK's doing. I'm just telling you, that's what you got to figure out. Which three stay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming two of them are Io and Kobe White. Then who stays with them?
Those might be the only two that you want to stay.
So my point is it Ball? Is it LaVine? Is it DeMar? Which one stays? And then the other two you got to say goodbye to. And then you got to go about the business of trying to find something. Go over to Europe. Go over to New Zealand. Go over wherever you want to go and find yourself a big man.
Ratings were good for the playing games. Now you could say, well, that big deal, the regular season ratings have not been as good in the last handful of years for the NBA. But the ratings for the playing games were good. If that matters. I'm sure it matters to the league. I'm sure it matters to its television partner. But there seemed to be some genuine interest for it. Like, that's why I said yesterday, this isn't going anywhere. If you like it or not, doesn't really matter. The league's going to keep this. Because I think in their minds it's been successful, especially when the ratings are good. And I think TNT, if I read it correctly on Awful Announcing, I think TNT said it was the highest rated cable game they had all year yet to this point. So are you excited for tonight's Bulls game? What are you hoping? What do you think? What's the offseason hold, even if they make the playoffs and they go out quickly against the Boston Celtics? 312-332-3776. Ring us up. We can talk some hoops. We've got a little NFL we'll talk later on. big music day year because Taylor's got a new album out. Pearl Jam's got a new album. Nobody thinks Pearl Jam's a big deal. You got to be old to think Pearl Jam's a big deal. Taylor's a big deal, though. Whether you like it or not, Taylor Swift's a big deal.
I couldn't sleep.
No?
Oh, knowing that it was coming?
I slept.
Yeah, midnight. I'm like, wow, what am I going to do?
But I did start listening this morning. But I slept.
Nonstop.
What happens? Right at midnight, they release those things? Is that what happens?
It dropped.
11?
Yeah.
Our time? Oh, because 11 noon on the East Coast. Yeah. Midnight on the East Coast.
I couldn't sleep.
Then she had a surprise extra
album
list.
The anthology album.
You weren't woken up by the extra songs?
I was not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Your Carm's going to break down all the true meanings to all the songs for us today.
We're going
to
try.
Is there a song in there about Travis?
No, not yet, because they're happy still. They're together.
Right, but she may have had a sad moment with him.
I don't know.
Not
from the way it sounds.
I'm sure she's got a song about it.
There is a song. Yeah.
There's a Travis song?
Yeah.
Adam, do you have that?
You're the one that's supposed to break it down for us.
I didn't listen to every one of them. There's 31 songs on the album.
I told you I haven't listened to a lot of it.
Yeah, neither of us have listened to it yet.
But you guys already read that there's one with Travis?
Yes, we're aware of what's going on.
I'm on the internet.
The social world. He's a boy that breaks his toys. I'm aware of what's happening.
Adam, did you pull that one? Come on.
No.
Come on. I want to hear that one.
I'll tell you this right now. Taylor, she's got a bad mouth.
She's like, this is the dirtier version. She's a rebel.
She's playing unhinged.
She is.
All right?
I've heard a few of the songs. Now, there's some F-bombs. I think 10 years ago, there weren't any F-bombs.
Oh, you missed it before the show. You missed the meeting. Carmen was getting heated with us before the show.
They're telling me none of this matters. I said, guys, she's the biggest thing in the
world.
We're
trying to protect you.
What, from what? So I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to protect me from.
You'll see.
Listen, I'm not an expert on Taylor Swift or on music.
He was heated.
You were upset,
I wasn't upset. I wasn't upset at all.
There's some noise coming through the wall when I was recording with Pat.
They were the ones belittling me, and I'm like, guys, I just want to talk about upset. Taylor
Swift. We're not belittling you. We're trying to protect you from yourself.
We're trying to help you out.
You are not. You're totally belittling me.
Stick to Pearl Jam.
They were totally belittling me. I wasn't mad at all. I said, guys, are you telling me we're not supposed to talk about Taylor and
well, our response is, what do you want to talk about?
Pearl Jam. I said, well, tell me about the music. Who's she hating against?
You tell us about it.
I don't know. You don't even know who her exes are.
I have no idea who her exes are. John Mayer, right?
That was an old album. It's a new album.
Well, I know, but she dated John Mayer in the day, right?
See what we're dealing with, Yurko?
Wow.
But I know that.
Is that what she came with?
John Mayer, it's like circa 2015 or something.
Thanks,
like
Yurko.
See, Yurko knows.
9 years later, you come up with John Mayer?
I didn't say it was now, but he said, you don't know any of their exes. I said, I know she used to date John Mayer.
Who didn't she date? That's the shorter list.
I don't know. I might not know the answer to that. Any of us.
Well, that's true. Or the guy that was in my kitchen yesterday. She didn't date him either.
He's never been in my kitchen. 312-332-3776. Ring us up. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Nice sunny Friday. A little cool, but it's sunny. We're live in our ESPN State Street studios. It's Carmen and Yurk. We're getting you set for Bulls Heat tonight. The winner will be the 8th seed. The loser will be done for the year. We'll take some Bulls calls. We got some rolling in. I'll get to the music in a little bit.
You all right, buddy?
I'm fine.
What are you getting to? What music are you getting to? This right here, what we're listening to?
It's a new music Friday here on WMVP.
He's mad at us.
Taylor Swift.
He's mad at us.
I'm not mad. We got new Pearl Jam. Yeah. We got new Taylor. We got Drake, who officially dropped his diss track to Kendrick Lamar. Let's listen to some tunes. Officially dropped his diss track to Drake. You're going to hear it all here coming up next.
Play something, Carl.
I said to the guys, I said, why would Pearl Jam release their album on the same day as Taylor Swift? They said, that doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Like an indie
two
film.
Different audiences.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't release a tiny little movie against Star Wars, would you, on the same weekend? You'd probably
It's happened. Secondly, two different audiences.
Yeah?
I don't think the Taylor Swift fans are Pearl Jam fans.
I don't think one bit.
The crossover there might be a small crossover where the two circles intersect.
I don't think even Pearl Jam fans are even thinking about, like, who is sitting around waiting for the new Pearl Jam to drop? That sounds exactly like they sounded in 1992. Yeah, there's one guy. You're programming the show for Danny. That's what this is.
It does sound the same.
Is that what's happening? Is that what you're doing?
No, he doesn't care.
He cares about Pearl Jam.
No, he cares about Pearl Jam. Certainly he doesn't care what we do. It does sound the same. Here, like this is.
Someone pointed on the Twitch chat. Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same day.
Yeah, that's true. If I said to Yurko, is this 1995 Pearl Jam or 2024 Pearl Jam, what would you say? You ready?
Okay. I'm listening.
Here we go.
Come on, Carm.
What would you say?
I would say this is your Pearl Jam.
You got it right. How'd you know that? Yeah. Well, you had a 50-50 shot. Good job. If I were to say this is 1995 Pearl Jam or 2014 Pearl Jam, what would you say?
This is new again. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not that difficult. And I'm not the greatest Pearl Jam fan in the world. I'm looking at something that sounds a little bit more back in 92, 93. That's a different sound to what they were doing as far as the instrumentation and what they could do in the studio compared to this.
Jeez,
this
that's pretty
feels,
good.
No, he's absolutely right.
Kind of
you can tell.
This feels a little mocked up.
This is more bass heavy than guitar heavy.
That's pretty good. You guys know.
The
you guys
bass,
have
a... There's a lot of bass in this album. I listened to I skimmed through the new Pearl Jam. It's very bassy. There's some decent guitar solos. He's Eddie Vedder. These lyrics are just kind of empty at this point.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, at some point, don't you run out of stuff to write about?
Like, when you're a millionaire,
a millionaire. I mean, a gazillionaire.
Like, the song Daughter, I mean, how many experiences like that do you end up having in the course of a lifetime?
A good point.
Where there's some real, I mean, at what point, what are you singing about now? The Cubs won the World Series?
Right.
Nobody cares about what you were feeling like when the Cubs won the World Series. They care about the traumatic things that happened in your life and how you express it in music.
Like, it's hard to write when you're worth $400 million. Yeah. Like, it's hard to... What are you going to...
I woke up in the morning.
But their last few albums have just kind of been like these empty... kind of lyrics, and it's like...
Dark matter coffee, all right.
Dark matter.
Here we go.
Do you think that's an ode to Dark Matter? To Chicago's very own Dark Matter.
Do you think anybody cares about him drinking with Chelios and whatchamacaw?
No.
At our, Danny Cruz's old place?
Stanley's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in Stanley's drinking with Ronick and Chelios.
Yeah, I'm holding the Stanley Cup,
Where's Kid Rock?
After 30 years, you're right, Yerk.
I mean, sing me about the pain and the trauma when you're young trying to make it.
He already did that.
That don't happen. I know. That's why.
So
I mean,
how
that's
does,
the problem.
So is Taylor going to run into the same thing like 15 years from now? It's like, yeah, you already sang about it all. You know.
How many heartbreaks did she have?
What did she say about Travis on the new song?
Let us know.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I thought you said you saw online.
I saw online that there's songs about him. I think the one, the boys breaking toys or whatever song is about him.
What do you know about
the one about Florida? What happened in Florida? Why is she writing about Florida?
She likes Florida, maybe.
Was there a spring break in Florida?
Like a little sad.
Was she at the hurricane when it came through?
She does mention the hurricane, actually.
I mean, was she there when it came through?
Why don't you dive into why a lot of this album has to do with Matt Healy?
I don't know who Matt Healy is.
Who the hell is Matt Healy?
I don't know who Matt Healy is.
You wanted to talk about Taylor today.
I said to the guys, I said, well, why is she singing about this ex-boyfriend, Matt Healy? And they started laughing. I was like, why is that funny?
We want you to explain it.
Oh, I don't know. Who's Matt Healy? Should I know who that is?
Yeah,
you might want to.
Pop band, the 1975.
From the 1975.
Is an English singer-songwriter and record producer who's the lead vocalist and principal songwriter of indie art pop band, the 75.
I've never heard of the 75.
1975.
I've never heard of the 1975.
We have listeners that love Taylor Swift. 312-332-3776. If you can give Carmen a crash course
about Matt Healy,
the relationship. Healy. There's a song. I put the song on your screen about Kim Kardashian. One.
That was funny. She was giving her the. She capitalized the K, the I, and the M. I saw.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. All right. You got that one.
This one's about Kim Kardashian.
That's hard to miss. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, this not exactly a veiled shot.
What did Kim Kardashian do to her?
Yeah, I don't know all the drama. They've hated each other for a while.
What didn't she do?
Yeah. They hate each other?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, how full of crap is she?
Ooh,
how many times can you fall in love?
Yeah, I know. You can't. Come on.
What the hell are we talking about here? Yeah. You can't fall in love 5,000 times. It doesn't work that way.
Apparently, Matt Healy really made his mark.
How many times have you been in love?
Yurk, have you ever been ghosted?
Wait, what did he just say? I don't think I want to know what
once.
Once?
He said once.
The Lord doesn't give you a million times to fall in love. I mean, listen, you can love apples. You can love oranges.
I don't know. What's the genesis with why do her and
there was
Kim
a whole thing when Kim was with Kanye and like how they hate each other and the whole like it goes back to him jumping on stage.
Yeah, that's it.
And
then Beyonce wrote
a whole lyric about
album.
Her in one of the songs that she did.
So she takes a little shot.
Yeah, a little shot. She wrote a whole song about it.
What again is the... I don't understand why...
She basically wrote a song saying, I changed your name in this song. Your kid's going to be singing a song that's about you because your kids are fans of me.
Wow. I mean, that's a good little dig. Why did she fall so hard for Matt Healy, and what did he do to her?
I mean, he's a heartthrob.
I mean, he's a lead singer of the 1975, the world's greatest band.
Do you guys know that band? There's also Joel Alwyn. Another guy, a British actor that she fell in love with in 2016.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the 1975.
You are? They're good?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of them. I'm kind of with Yurko.
And he ghosted her.
He ghosted her?
Well, how do you... Jeez.
How old is she? 33? 34? You know, you can't be in love like 10 times by the time you're 34. That's impossible.
Doesn't work that way.
You know.
What else you have there, Carm? What do you
That's
got on
the only
this?
One that I haven't put up there that was a Taylor Swift.
No, but what your thoughts on the album?
Well, I haven't listened to all of it. I like Taylor Swift.
Does it got a great beat? Is it easy to dance to?
Yeah,
Carm,
yeah,
give us something.
Yeah.
What are you giving us? 75?
Got some stadium anthems? What do you have there?
I don't want to play any off my phone because she's starting to get a potty mouth.
Yeah, you don't need to play them. Yeah. Just give us your opinion.
I like the potty mouth. I like Dirty Kim. Kim's dirty too. I like Dirty Taylor a little
dirty
bit more.
Taylor.
You know? What?
Now, she's 34, Carm.
Yeah, you can't be in love
easy
like
there,
10
pal.
Times, you know. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Working blue, a little unhingy, you know, a little foul mouth. I like that. You know, more than just the stuff when she was young is too, I don't know.
Too poppy
too
for
poppy.
You?
Too poppy. The stuff now feels like it's got a little bit more soul, a little bit more edge.
Yeah, I like the stuff from when she was young.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because your daughter was so into it because she was about that age at the time. I wonder if that's why.
She was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went and saw the concert.
I know. That's what I mean.
Ed Sheeran opened up for
her. I like the rough, you know, the harsher sort of more almost like some of that pain, hurt, and sorrow that, you know, you usually gravitate towards when it comes to good music. It usually makes good music. So I like that a little bit better. I like the more recent stuff better. In the few little samples that I heard this morning, it sounds like there's some more of that going on. And, you know, I don't think too often in the past you come across the little E when you're going through your music, you know, for explicit lyrics. I don't think in the past you saw too many of that on Taylor.
Yeah, I don't think that's what she was about.
On her albums. But I was looking this morning, Yurk, and there was a few of them. Here, I'll grab it for you real quick. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on.
Well, I mean, we are in the radio meeting here, my friend. I need a little bit more than just hold on. Give me something from Swifty here.
I was just going to try to count how many of the songs had explicit lyrics, but there were a few of them, so I kind of like that a little bit more. That's our two-minute review. Kevin's in Lakeview. What's up, Kev?
Hey, we have a game tonight, one of our softball games. One of the girls wants to... stay home and listen to the new Taylor Swift album.
Instead of go to the softball?
Correct.
She's cut.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean,
give her her walking papers right
is
now.
How good is she? Is she like one of your better players?
She's decent.
Yeah.
They all like that Taylor Swift stuff.
Come on, to stay home and to not go to a softball game. You've got a responsibility to the team, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be there. But
okay.
It is funny to hear him say stuff like that.
You guys are going to have to try to do whatever you can to make sure that she's there. Thanks, Kev. Can you imagine you're skipping softball to stay home and listen to this? She could have stayed home last night and listened to it. Adam said it came out at 11 o'clock.
She could have stayed up all night.
Yeah, I mean,
probably did.
So what, are you going to go listen again and miss? You've got a commitment to the team.
There's nothing bigger in life than Taylor.
Softball in Grand Park might be, you guys. I don't know.
I almost took a personal day.
No, you didn't.
Almost.
There's no band, even as much as you like music, that you'd take a personal day for.
I almost missed a show standing in line for Metallica tickets, so don't.
You know how many.
Well, but that's different. That's how many I actually get.
You know how many shows he missed this past year to go to concerts?
But that's different, though. I mean, I understand
that. Like once
that.
A week.
But
every Friday last year he missed.
That's true. But I get that. I get like Adam going to stand online to get tickets or going to see a show or a band he really likes and he has to miss. But to listen to something that you can download overnight and put it on anytime you want, like you wouldn't miss it.
And in response to that, since he's in the room, I will ask my union steward. I can use my days however I want to,
that's
correct?
True.
Okay,
100%
thank you.
Correct. His vacation
all right, if I
days,
want to go to a concert, I can go to a concert.
And his personal days.
Thank you.
Those
his
are your days.
His days
man.
Theoretically need to be used when he's feeling under the weather. But even though you're under the weather to go to work doesn't necessarily mean you're not under the weather to go to a concert.
Yeah, that's true.
But like you said, your personal days, your vacation days, those are there for you to do with
right.
the
now,
you know, as you
to
will.
To be considerate, you'd like to put those in and have those approved in the, ahead of time.
A timely
you
manner.
Wouldn't want to surprise somebody and saying, hey, I'm taking a personal day tomorrow.
Right.
You know, you want to give people a little bit of time so they can schedule around that.
Yes.
So you also have to be considerate about it.
Yeah. All right, we'll grab more of your calls here.
I'm
we got
at
Bulls
the Fearless
phone calls.
Album. See, this is the one I like, the Fearless album. This
you
is
like
Taylor
that
Swift's
one?
Second album. This is the one that I like.
Man,
the Red
go,
album I like. I like the old school Taylor
you
Swift.
You like old school, I like
a
new
bit
school.
Better. Her being a little snotty mouth punk doesn't,
no?
doesn't
right.
work.
I kind of like The Edge a little bit more. I don't know.
It's good for you.
That's just me. 312.
I like the artists when they're a little bit more innocent.
Do you?
Yeah. Before they get hardened by the music industry.
But that's weird because think about how much you love Warren Zevon. He was, I mean, he always sang
about pain and sorrow. But his stuff when he was youthful is fantastic.
As he got
a little bit older and a little bit, you know, more, and I wouldn't say he got better. He was hardened by life.
Hardened by life.
And then at the end, you know, don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid. All right. I mean, it was just about, hey, life's going to screw you. And that's just the way life is.
All of his music's good, though, really.
Yeah, I enjoy it, but I'm just saying the early stuff was still fantastic.
Yeah, all of it's good. 312-332-3776. We got a bunch of calls, whether it's about music or Bulls tonight. You can ring us up, and we'll grab a bunch coming up next.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Looks like it's going down to the wire for Alex Caruso. He's going to be able to play or not tonight. Jimmy Butler is out. And I think they all knew that the minute he got hurt on Wednesday night. I think Jimmy only played that game because they were hoping to steal one and avoid the 8 seed. Maybe they thought they could have pulled off some sort of an upset against the Knicks here because the 7 seed and Jimmy could have rested and then been back for like the second round or something like that. But I think they knew right then and there. He wasn't going to be able to play in this game, and he won't be. The Heat are still a favorite, and they've actually taken money here. So money's coming on the Heat, even though they're going to be shorthanded without one of their best players. But, man, that team is extremely well-coached.
We'll see.
And I think they have a coaching advantage tonight.
The Bulls are going to have to shoot well.
Yep, probably.
And I'm talking about from three specifically.
Probably.
If they can take 35 three-pointers, I don't know what their average is this year.
It's not that many.
If they can make 30, if they can take 35, make 15.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bulls.
You like them tonight?
That's my key stat of the night. If I had to have one, if the Bulls can go 15-35,
mm-hmm.
I think the Bulls have a legitimate chance of winning this thing tonight.
15 of 35.
15 of 35. That's 3/7, Carm.
Thank
3/7. It's about 43.5%.
On the year, the Bulls took about 32 threes a game. They were 26th in the NBA.
What did they shoot percentage-wise?
They shot 35.8%.
I'm asking for more.
You're asking for a little bit more.
I'm asking for more.
Which was 20th
more.
In the league,
yeah.
By the way.
They need to shoot 20% better than they usually do.
Luke is in Homer Glen on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How you doing, man?
Hey. Man, you guys got a good show. I like you. You guys make a good couple.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I always thought Carmen would be my better half.
Yeah.
We love you're hilarious, man. I love it. I love it, man. You make me laugh all the time.
Thank you.
But, hey, Carm, I don't know about I think you're dogging the Bulls tonight. I think they're going to do well.
Do you?
I really do. I mean, if they shoot like they did the other night, I mean, Kobe, I got a 2-year-old daughter, and she is just in love with Kobe with his afro and everything. And if he shoots light out, I think it's a done deal. Especially without Jimmy Butler playing.
Sure, if they do that. I don't know that they will be able to, Luke, against a much better defensive team, though. Thanks for calling in, Luke. That Atlanta team stinks. We told you that. That team stinks.
They stink. That's fine.
No perimeter defense whatsoever. Zero rim protection. Zero. No resistance. There was no resistance. You know, I mean, there was not 1 ounce of resistance from that.
There was no reply at all. No.
You're going to get resistance tonight even without Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
You will get it from the Miami Heat. But, well, yeah, if the Bulls shoot the way they did the other night, if they do what Yurko's talking about,
15-35.
From three.
Yeah,
they'll be in position. Look, the Bulls had a fourth quarter lead last year in Miami, and they blew it.
They blew it. Hopefully it'll be better.
So, of course they can. I'm not really making a prediction one way or another on this game. My only wager on this game is a Bam Adebayo prop, Yurko. I've got his over points. That's it. The only thing I bet. I'm not really interested in anything else. Mike made a good argument for the under on Odds Couple. Shea had a pick on this game, too, on the Odds Couple with us. Shea Norling, who produced the show for us today. I don't have too strong a feel one way or the other. If you forced me to make a bet on it, I would lay the two with the Heat tonight. But I'm not overly convicted one way or another. The only thing I'm cheering for is a Bam 28-point performance. And the Bulls can win, and that's fine, because I've got Bam's over tonight, and that's it.
Gotcha.
Let's say hi to, what do you want, Bulls, Bears, or Taylor Swift? Oh, boy, I did. Wasn't Dean, or no, I guess Dean wasn't on the station earlier today.
Dean.
Want to talk to Dean?
Go to Dean.
All right, Dean wants to talk about Taylor Swift. What up, Dino?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, and really quick, I had a Bears thought. It's funny you just mentioned Adebayo. I thought his over was like 21. Did you say 28, Carm?
No, I said that's what you're right. I said I'd like a 28-point performance from Bam, so I don't have to sweat it. His over is 21, 21 and a half. Yeah,
good. I was going to say, I like him tonight. If I was Spo elimination game, I'm not hitching my wagon to Tyler Herro and letting him take 30 shots.
Yeah.
I'd rather take Adebayo's over than Tyler Herro. So that was one point I wanted to make.
Yep.
I'm not a Taylor fan by any stretch of the imagination, guys. I'm not a hater. I can see why people like her. It's just not my cup of tea, but... Yeah. I was telling Abdallah, you know, I know these people are older, but Larry King married 8 times. I think Richard Pryor 7. Gary Oldman was married like 5 times. So I'm not saying it's, you know, if I had $500 million in my bank account, I think I could find it fairly easy to fall in love a dozen times by the time I was, you know, 40 years old.
You could be right about that, Dean. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah, Larry King was married, I think, 8 times. Two separate times to the same woman. Right, Yerk?
Yeah.
They had 2 go-arounds.
Yeah. He was just afraid to be alone.
I think so.
That's the difference. He's afraid to be alone.
8's got to be some kind of record.
You know guys like that. Guys that are afraid to be alone. They don't want to be by themselves.
Sure. Elizabeth Taylor was married a lot, wasn't she?
Sure she was.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be, well, I don't know. I guess we shouldn't stereotype. But there does seem to be, it's a similar sort of lifestyle / pattern / habit that they all have, right? It's... So maybe, I don't know, I'm kind of with Yurko. Like, geez, I mean, how many times do you get to fall in love in your life?
I think they're air supply. You know, lost in love, and I don't know how, thinking about you, whatever.
31 songs on the new release, too. It's a lot of songs. Now, I'm not saying that's totally rare for 50 years. The White Album's got 30 songs, for crying out loud. That album's 50 years old.
The Beatles?
Yes.
The Beatles' White Album had that?
Oh, sure. Okay. But White Album had 30 songs, I think. Exile on Main Street's probably got 30 songs by the Rolling Stones. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness by the Smashing Pumpkins had 30 songs, I think.
I did not know that.
It's not a totally new thing. Chris said it's because now they just write like 3-minute songs and they release a bunch of them. Because that way it's over and over again and there's constantly something and it pops up everywhere and
it's not new.
You beat the algorithm, this is not new.
This is...
No, I guess the Beatles had a 30-album song 50 years ago.
Yeah, but like...
A 30-song album, excuse me.
Any album that's released today by the top dogs in the game...
They all do that?
Drake, Taylor, they all release a ton of music.
So then the streaming sites...
Yeah. So it floods the top of the list.
Yeah, to provide the content.
What will happen is... Like in the next week or so, you'll see the story that comes out that the top 9 of the 10 top songs on Billboard's top 100 this week are all Taylor Swift songs.
Because it's been inundated.
Because they're all the streamed
That makes sense. Makes perfect sense. So, like, all the mainstream ones are going to drop 30 song albums.
Playing to the algorithm. Playing to streaming.
That's exactly right. All right. We got more calls coming up here. Don't forget, today, I think we're down to only two qualifiers remaining for the Kentucky.
For the big trip.
We're going down to Kentucky as we lead up to the Derby. We're going in May again after the Derby back down to Woodford. But we only have two spots left to qualify. It's this week and then next, because we're just a couple of weeks away from the Derby.
Yes,
so
we are.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's nuts.
So you're down to the final two. So in about an hour, be listening for the call to the post. And if you're caller 50, you'll win that gift card to the Twin Spires app. And most importantly, you'll be entered to join us on the trip back down to Woodford Reserve later in May. Mike North has the bonus play. A little bit later on, he hit it last week. We swept the board last week as a team, an odds couple, and we tried to do that again with some best plays. So it's ready and waiting now on the ESPN Chicago app. We recorded this morning, and you can listen to the latest episode of the Odds Couple there. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you missed something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
The reward for either the shorthanded Bulls or shorthanded Heat tonight, Yurko, is a quick flight up the coast. That's not that quick, I guess. From Miami to Boston for the first game. I think it's a four-pack of games on Sunday as we hit the NBA playoffs this weekend, the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. Yeah, it's four games on Sunday. The first game will be that Celtic game against the winner of tonight's contest. Tomorrow night, the final of four games to kick off the weekend in the NBA will be Lakers at Nuggets. And when LeBron takes the floor in that game, Yurko, he will add to his career high 11,654 postseason minutes. That is a lot of postseason minutes.
A lot of minutes.
Next year, LeBron will pass Kareem for the most minutes played in the regular season. He already has the most combined minutes played. If you added up his regular season and his postseason, LeBron is pushing 70,000 career minutes, Yurk. It's a lot of minutes. He's still about 100. He's about, I think, about 1,000 minutes shy, maybe a little less shy in the regular season of Kareem. But again, he'll pass him next year. So here's my I'm going to give you my my Hembo trivia of the day. Ready?
Like
on Greeny's show.
Hembo.
All right. So LeBron is number one all time in postseason minutes. Obviously, 11,654. I think most people probably would have guessed that. Let's see how you do with the rest of the top five, Yurko. I want you to tell me the other four guys in the top five in NBA history in postseason minutes.
Postseason minutes. Obviously, there are more rounds now than there ever have been.
It's a very good
call. So I'd want to stay up in this area.
You're right. I think that's a good way to attack it.
Can I go with Seth Curry?
Steph?
Steph.
It is not Steph Curry, but that's a good guess, but no.
Is there anybody from Golden State on that team? How about Shaq Fu?
Shaq is sixth. He just missed. He just missed.
Is it Kobe?
Kobe is fourth. Good call.
So I got Kobe, right?
You got Kobe.
I'm assuming there's no other Laker members here.
There is another former Laker. Pretty obvious one. Like, you can go back old school for this.
Yeah. It's Kareem?
Kareem. Yeah. Kareem is third all time.
You had mentioned him, in the thing, so
right.
It's Kareem.
LeBron is one. Kareem is three. Kobe is four. You need two and five.
Michael Jordan.
No, because he didn't play enough. You know.
Oh, he didn't play enough playoff game.
Yeah.
He went to a lot of championships. Yeah, he went to a lot of championships. Manu Ginobili.
Not a bad guess, but believe it or not, barely inside the top 30 or 27.
No Spurs on that list.
There is a Spur. Oh, there's a Spur.
There's a Spur on my list.
Yes, you're missing an obvious Spur. Now that you said it, you should get it.
Tim Duncan.
Number two all time behind LeBron is Tim Duncan.
Okay, how many more do I have?
You have one more. You need number five. Number five.
So if Tim Duncan's on there, is Tony Parker on there?
Tony Parker's number eight.
Oh. I'm trying to think of a team that went to a lot of championships, had to go a long way, that way they had more games.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what clue I could give you without totally giving it away. You know of this player very, very well.
I'm sure I do.
Very well. Very, very well.
Local product? Out of Chicago?
Not from here, but...
Played here.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
Number five.
Two more years.
Exactly.
Right. Two more years.
And he also went on and made a couple of, remember he made that deep run with Portland that one year.
Yep.
So your top five are LeBron.
Scottie Pippen.
Who will add to that total when he takes the floor tomorrow night. Tim Duncan, Kareem, Kobe Bryant, and Scottie.
You could have said, if you're eating in a restaurant with this guy and there was a $200 tab, he would have tipped $10.
You know, didn't we just say we were going to tip Shane?
We could have done Scottie Pippen right there.
You guys are terrible, man.
Or you could have said that he's got his own bourbon.
That's true. I could have said that. That would have been a real
He's got his own bourbon that hasn't sold a bottle anywhere in the history of the world.
That's not true. I think he did.
History of the world.
Chris is
what has sold less? Here's a trivia question for you. Right. Let's find out this answer.
Okay.
What has sold less, his bourbon or his book?
I'm going to say.
Which has sold less?
I don't know.
The bourbon's a little more expensive.
I'll say the bourbon.
It doesn't matter. It's per unit. The bourbon or the book?
No, because of that, though, I'm going to say more volume of the book was purchased.
All right, let's find that out.
That's great. All right, hold on, guys. We'll get to your calls coming up. We got lots of time. We have no guests. We're just having fun on this Friday. We're talking Bulls, getting you ready for tonight. Got some NFL stuff we want to get into in a little bit. We'll do that during the 1 o'clock hour, plus the lunch rush. 312-332-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.